Midday markets. A new crowd emerges as the action of the first hour fades. While public participation dominates the open, the balance of the day belongs to institutions and professional traders. The resolution of opening orders, driven by overnight supply-demand imbalance, creates an upward, downward, or sideways bias that will likely persist for the entire day. This initial market character fuels trade strategies for those making their livelihood in the daily price swings. Trend days appear less frequently than range-bound ones. Swing traders take their cues from whatever the markets offer and choose long, short, or stand-aside strategies. This often requires waiting for counter-trend weakness after the first hour before they enter long positions, or counter-trend strength to sell short. Time for the pros. Many low-risk opportunities appear throughout the middle of the day. Price swings tend to exhibit more dependable movement, so entries can be held through small pullbacks with less risk. Scalping tactics also work very well within these very short-term cycles. But intraday participants understand that market character changes sharply in the last hour. They must choose to terminate positions if their active strategy cannot capitalize on that volatile environment. Fortunately, the last hour also provides convenient opportunities for profitable exits. Execute longer-term positions in the middle of the day to improve reward risk significantly. Trade fills during this quieter time benefit from compressed spreads, and speculators make better decisions after observation of the bull-bear struggle that guides the opening gauntlet. But remember that market timing cannot turn a bad trade into a good one. It can only make a good one better. First hour range, total volume, and the current bar's relationship to short-term highs or lows offer important feedback to determine reward risk for potential trade entries. Break of the first hour range or other significant high-low extremes sets up profitable bar expansion. Swing traders also initiate fades at intraday SR in anticipation of reversals. For example, when a stock thrusts through a first hour high, pauses, and breaks back into the morning range, the odds for a successful short sale near this high increase greatly. The midday trader must face continued testing of the short-term trend. As the day progresses, reversal of first-hour sentiment becomes more and more unlikely. While this early trend remains dominant on most days, strong midday shocks can generate contrary forces that trigger powerful reversals. Two classic zones for this unexpected shift lie near 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. These important times correspond with trading that surrounds lunchtime on Wall Street. Sharp, short countertrend activity often characterizes the late morning test. Tape readers will notice that market movers and institutions press one final attempt here to gauge strength or weakness of the primary trend. Directional price movement can quickly resume once they complete these games. The period from shortly after 11 a.m. into the lunch hour can ignite very strong trend development. Alternatively, if an expected price move does not materialize by 11:30 a.m., the market often fades into undependable swing movement. Countertrend movement may not emerge during early afternoon activity if the day exhibits strong directional bias. A rally or sell-off can begin right after lunch in these trending conditions. But erratic activity becomes much more likely if direction is not clear. At times like these, one can almost hear insiders plotting their manipulation over lunch and drinks at New York corner bars. Trust nothing you see or hear during the lunch hour. As primary market players head out to fill their stomachs, the second team arrives to play a variety of fake-out games that generate volume and test the supply-demand waters. False breakouts and breakdowns occur with great frequency as clever stop-gunning exercises push through well-established SR. This negative feedback can work to the swing trader's advantage. The lunch hour provides a very attractive exit point if the push and pull of false price movement benefits an existing position. The midday quiet carries one final danger to the bottom line. Every short-term trade must show sufficient price movement to generate gain or loss. Positions that don't exhibit sufficient volatility generate substantial risk as range narrows after the first hour. Trading is never a zero-sum game, and these small losses can lead to significant transaction costs. Make sure that executions anticipate an active market, or leave them for the next participant.